If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a good day to be alive. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I think now of the words of the psalmist who said, I was glad, I was happy, when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Could I ask you a question? What are your plans for today? Have you included Christ and the Bible and the church in your plans for this Lord's day? This is God's day. God has given us a day set aside, sanctified, set apart, to worship Him. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're rejoicing in what God is doing for us during the days of the spring. Week by week, souls come to know Christ, and people are added to our fellowship. And we're looking forward to a tremendous thrust all through the year 1977. We would invite you and your family to come and share with us the blessings of God today at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The motto in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. It is our aim, it is our desire to teach the Word of God in every class, in every department, to every individual. We believe that God's Word is inspired and infallible. We believe the Word of God speaks to every situation in our lives today, whether it be on the international scene or the national scene, the local scene, or the individual scene. The Word of God is speaking to the problems, the difficulties, the trials, the burdens that you have today. Give God a chance to speak to your heart as you come and study the Word of God with us in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock today. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been planned with your spiritual needs in mind. We are here to serve this community. Worth Baptist Church has been here for 23 years, and we're looking forward to many more years serving Christ as He tarries His coming. At present, we are under construction with our new properties, our new building, at Loop 820 and Campus Drive. In fact, we're about halfway through. We hope to enter our new facilities in the month of October. In the meanwhile, here at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we extend to you and your family a cordial invitation to come with us today, studying God's Word, fellowshipping with God's people, and worshiping Christ in the beauty of holiness. The theme for this Sunday school year is building for Christ as we build for eternity. As we mentioned a moment ago, as we are building our new physical properties, we're engaged in building people. We believe that the name of the game is building people for Christ. And we're here to build people in the faith. So we invite you to come and share it with us today. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We shall be looking forward to greeting many of you today in the services of Worth Baptist Church. In the meanwhile, we would remind you that we would like to hear from you by mail this week. We have but one way of knowing that you receive this broadcast, and that is by your writing and letting us know it. To all who write this week, we will send free and postage paid a cassette tape containing today's message on Worth Baptist Hour. Remember, all you need to do is to write without any obligation, without any cost to you. Free and postage paid, a cassette tape of today's message on Worth Baptist Hour will be yours simply by writing and requesting it. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Let us hear from you this week, and may the Lord bless you as you do. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, Living for Jesus. I shall read one verse of Scripture, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. But before I read this Scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful today for the blessings of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the life that He has given us to live, for the opportunities we have to serve Him. We thank Thee for this radio ministry, and I pray today, as the gospel fills the air, that many people might be blessed by it. The hundreds and thousands of people across the Metroplex who need Christ, I pray that this broadcast and this message might stir their hearts. For those who are discouraged or despondent, for those who are needing a word of encouragement, a guiding light, I pray that they might find it in this message today. We would bring before Thee the needs of those who listen, the sick and shut in, the senior citizens, those patients in the hospitals or in their homes, those people in their places of business or perhaps driving across the city. Wherever today they hear this broadcast, we would pray that the Holy Spirit would use the message to warm and challenge and inspire their hearts. And above all, may this message glorify Jesus Christ. In His name we ask it, and for His sake we pray, and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the book of Philippians, chapter 1, at verse 21, the Apostle Paul writes, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." This is Paul's credo for life. What is yours? I would recommend that you adopt this same credo for yours in life. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul was simply saying, for to me, living means Christ. For to me, life is Jesus Christ. Is life worth living? Ask the doctor, and he will say, it depends on the liver. That is, on the physical well-being of the person. Ask the economic expert, and he would say, well, it depends on the living, that is, on the socioeconomic level that a person is on. Then ask the Christian, the born-again believer, is life worth living? And he will answer, it depends on the life, that is, the spiritual element. You see, my friend, your physical being might be well off. You may have all the money, all the friends, all the social contacts, all the financial help that you need. But if your spiritual life is out of balance, life is not worth living. And what you put into life is what you're going to get out of it. Someone put it this way, life is like a mirror. You never get back more than you put into it. No life is truly worth living that is not properly related to Jesus Christ. Let me repeat that statement. Let me give you an instant replay of that tremendous statement. No life is truly worth living that is not properly related to Jesus Christ. Let me give you a dramatic proof of that statement. Did you know that the greatest rate of suicide in America today is among college students? 10,000 college students attempt suicide every year, and many of them are successful. Now, there's nothing wrong with their liver. They are physically fit. There's nothing wrong with their living. They're getting by. Some of them have never had it so good. The problem is with their life. Life is out of balance. Life doesn't add up, all because they're not in the right relationship with Jesus Christ. They have a great deal to live with, but not much to live for. Therefore, before they end their college career, many of them end their lives. Inasmuch as Jesus Christ is the bread of life, there is no bread apart from him. Inasmuch as Jesus Christ is the water of life, there is no water without him. There's no slaking of the spiritual thirst without Jesus Christ. Inasmuch as Christ is the light of life, there is no light apart from him. There's no illumination. There's no understanding. All is darkness outside Jesus Christ. Since Christ is God, there is nothing divine apart from him. Since Christ is truth, there is no standard of truth or principle of right and wrong without Jesus Christ. Since Christ is life, there's no form of living apart from him. The Apostle Paul, in his message on Mars Hill, said, "In him we live and move and have our being." My friend, without Jesus Christ, there is nothing. I want you to listen to this next statement. It's a verse of Scripture. It was spoken by Jesus Christ. It is his own testimony of who he is. John chapter 14 and verse 6. I know some of you are going to say, "Well, I've heard that all of my life." But let me ask you to do this. Listen to this verse of Scripture as though you had never heard it before. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Without his way, there is no going. Without his truth, there is no knowing. And without his life, there is no living." All roads lead to a dead end without Jesus Christ. All philosophies lead to chaos and confusion without him. All religions lead to disappointment and disillusionment apart from Jesus Christ. To put it another way, life with Christ is an endless hope. Life without Christ is a hopeless end. Living for Jesus. There are three things that will be true when you live for Jesus Christ. I want to point out these things to you. First, when you are living for Jesus, you have a conscience you can live with. Someone asked the little boy the definition of the word conscience, and this was his answer: something that makes you tell your mother before your sister does. Yes, that's conscience. Some people can live with their conscience only because they have chloroformed it. They have seared it over with a hot iron. Some people cannot live with their conscience because their conscience continually, constantly condemns them. Someone, in the words of Shakespeare actually, has said this: "Conscience makes cowards of us all." Another poet put it this way: "I sat alone with my conscience in a place where time had ceased, and we talked of my former living in a land where years increased. The ghost of forgotten actions came floating before my sight, and the things that I thought were dead things were alive with a terrible might. And I know of the future judgment, how dreadful soever it be, to sit alone with my conscience will be judgment enough for me." The only way you can live with your conscience is to have it purged and purified by Jesus Christ. There's something more true when you're living for Jesus. When you're living for Jesus, you have a creed that you can live by. Here's a good creed for everyone: silence when your words would hurt, patience when your neighbor is curt, deafness when the scandal flows, thoughtfulness for others' woes, promptness when stern duty calls, courage when misfortune falls. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, and I quote, "It is faith in something that makes life worth living." I'm sure that Mr. Holmes would not mind if I paraphrase his statement to make it read like this: "It is faith in someone, not just something, but it is faith in someone that makes life worth living. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is that someone. And Jesus Christ is our creed. Because He is love, we can operate our lives by the law of love. Because Jesus Christ is life, we can live a holy life. Because Jesus Christ is light, we can live in the light of a perfect day. The love of Jesus Christ enables me to say, even though I am hated, I will love. On one occasion, Jesus said to His followers, "Ye have heard that it has been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto thee, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you." Yes, I repeat, even though I am hated, I will love. The life of Jesus Christ enables me to say, even though death haunts me, I will live forever. And I can say with the psalmist, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. The light of Jesus Christ enables me to say, even though darkness surrounds me, I will walk in the light of His glory and His grace. If you want a creed to live by as you sail the ocean of life, an ocean that is treacherous, boisterous, dangerous, I suggest you drop three anchors along the way. Anchor number one, I believe God. Anchor number two, I belong to God. And anchor number three, I serve God. Now, my friend, with Jesus Christ as your partner in life, and with these three anchors, you have a creed that you can live by. Not only is there a conscience that you can live with and a creed that you can live by, but when you are living for Jesus, you have a cause to live for. A wise man once said, and I quote, "I am not satisfied to live. I want something to live for." Thank God we have a cause to live for. What are you living for today? Are you living for Friday and the paycheck and the weekend of fun and frolicking? Are you living for just another night of indiscretion? Are you living just to fulfill the lust of the flesh? Why are you living? What are you living for? What is your objective? What is your goal? What is it that motivates you? What turns you on? The cause for which we live as born-again believers is threefold. First, we live to bring God to men. That's why we say we are sharing Christ with the city, with the metroplex, and with the world. Secondly, we live to bring men to God. Jesus said, "Go out into the highways and into the byways and compel them to come in." That's why we are reaching out by radio, by the printed page, in personal evangelism, because we live to bring men to God. Thirdly, we live to bring glory to Jesus Christ. The only right or reason a Christian has to live today is to glorify the name of the Son of God. The greatest investment of your life is to spend it for something that will outlast it. Jesus Christ never taught His disciples how to make a living. He only taught them how to make a life. And my friend, if you're building a life for Christ, a life for righteousness, a life for good, a life for God, a life for eternity, then you'll make a living. You'll make a living if you're building a life. Yes, when you are living for Jesus Christ, there is a conscience you can live with, a creed you can live by, a cause you can live for, and finally, when you are living for Jesus Christ, you have a consummation you can live toward. William Penn once said, and I quote, "The true end of life is to know the life that never ends." My friend, only the life that Jesus Christ gives is the life that never ends. Jesus said, "He that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Jesus said, come unto me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I repeat, the only life that knows no end is the life that Jesus Christ gives to you. Apart from that life, you are hopelessly lost. Apart from that life, you are destined to eternity without Christ. So, my friend, I would say to you, the true end of your life today would be to trust Jesus Christ so that you may know and experience the life that never ends. A saint of God was on his sickbed. He was near death's door. His doctor was summoned, and his doctor told him, you are going to die. The dear old saint of God looked at the doctor and said, well, doc, don't let that bother you. That's what I've been living for. Oh, my friend, what are you living for? Paul said in my text, to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That's another way of saying, if you take care of your life, God will take care of your death. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. If you will live for Christ in this world, you will live with Christ in the world to come. This is His word for it, recorded in John chapter 14 at verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. As we leave the broadcast today, I would remind you once again that we would be happy to have you and your family visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today, our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, our evening worship service at 7. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. So until next Lord's Day, at this same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.